The first measure the Florida Senate unanimously passed allows young victims of sexual assault or physical violence to secretly record their attackers as evidence in court. It's limited to victims under 18, unlike the measure that passed the House last month, or as bill sponsor Fort Myers Republican Lizbeth Beniquisto explains it.
The Senate bill is very specifically tailored to protect those children under the age of 18, and that is a different position than the House. They have it as a wide open exemption.
Now both measures include the more narrow exemption, and Beniquisto says she's doing this on behalf of a girl in her district
who for 6 years at the hands of her stepfather was subject to unspeakable abuse. And she reported that abuse and no one believed her. Not her mother, not her teacher. No one believed that she was enduring these kind of things in her own home. And the peace and safety of her own home.
Beniquisto says the only person to believe her was the girl's boyfriend.
So her boyfriend suggested she record some of these happenings, and she did. She turned the recording over to law enforcement. It became evidence. Her stepfather was convicted. But unfortunately, on appeal, the conviction was overturned because in the state of Florida, you are not allowed to tape communications these type of events without the other person's permission. So the Supreme Court said this is an issue that needs to be addressed.
And that's why she wants to fix that loophole in the law.
And give voice to the concerns and fears of children across the state and allow them to bring their abusers to justice.
Attorney General Pam Bondi supports the bill. So does sex abuse survivor and victims advocate Lauren Book, who concluded her sixth annual 1,500-mile Walk in My Shoes journey at the Capitol Wednesday as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Book has helped get similar laws on the books to help victims.
As we continue with our legislative progression and keeping children safe, it's essential that laws keep up with new and developing technology. As we know, one in three girls and one in five boys will become the victim of child sexual abuse before their 18th birthday. And we know that one of the biggest barriers to these young victims getting help and healing to become thriving survivors is disclosing what has happened to them.
Another measure that passed the Senate expands Florida's civil citation program. The bipartisan bill is by Hialeah Republican Renee Garcia and Jacksonville Democrat Audrey Gibson.
The bill increases the use of civil citations to give more second chances to our nonviolent misdemeanor juvenile offenses. Also includes the ability to give a simple warning to a youth or inform the youth's parents of a misdemeanor.
It also now conforms to the House language that limits the number of civil citations given to minors.
Rather than open-ended use of civil citations, that civil citations may be used in up to two subsequent misdemeanors following the first issuance of a civil citation. So it's three.
The House measure by Deerfield Beach Democratic Representative Gwendolyn Clark Reed is expected to be taken up Thursday. Meanwhile, the House approved a juvenile justice-related bill by Cape Coral Republican Representative Dane Eagle.
It's by far my favorite bill. It's my third year working on this bill. You can tell I'm dedicated to accountability, parental responsibility. The idea of this bill is to infuse some parental responsibility into our juvenile justice system by allowing the judge to tie a parent or guardian to a juvenile's restitution. That restitution can be paid up to the judge's jurisdiction in a monetary manner or through community service.
But Representative Clark Reed was among four lawmakers who voted against the bill. She says it's unfair the measure exempts foster care parents or the Florida Department of Children and Families from paying the restitution of a juvenile under their care if the child can't pay. Eagle says the bill also makes sure restitution would stick with the child past 18, but Clark Reed says that's not enough.
I know you told me that it gets carried on, but that still isn't good enough for me. I think that something more concrete, and if these children are in state custody, the state needs to pay the restitution.
The measure Senate companion has one more stop to go before it heads to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.